Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to preach loud, fast, and lively. So I want you to listen at me. Amen. Hallelujah. Loud, amen, lively, amen, and fast. Amen. Because don't want none of you to go to sleep. Amen. You folks been in the camp meeting and said, darn, said Betty back there. They worked every night and had service every night. And amen. So I don't want them to go to sleep. Amen. So y'all take today, dog the head back there, but about to punch them a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the 12th chapter, amen, of the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Now, I like my title of this message today is to know the will of God. Now, how many know a lot of people don't know the will of God? All they know is they got a form and a fashion. But see, God don't move in a form and a fashion. God moves according to His will. Now, how many know the Bible said His Word is forever settled in the heaven? Now, it's not going to change for you, me, or no organization or no kind of people. God's will is already laid down, and God's Word's not going to come to us. We got to come to it, right? Come on, how many know we got to come to it? Amen. Now, let's read the 12th chapter. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, don't you notice this now? God wants your bodies. People said, brother, I wasn't there, but my spirit was. Honey, God don't want your spirit to be there. He wants your body to be there. Come on now, help me just a few minutes. Amen. If you don't praise the Lord, you don't coon dog, he barks better if you sick him, don't. How many of a preacher preaches better if you'll amen him? Huh? Amen. See, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you not, hey, it ain't my job to present you. You gotta present yourself. Amen. Is that right? Now, I'm gonna show you we got to know what God's will is. See, it's God's will to heal the sick. It's God's will to cast out devils. It's God's will, amen, to raise the dead. Come on. It's God's will to be supernatural. Is that right? It ain't God's will to be a failure or to drag your feet, but God wants you to present your bodies. Hey, somebody said, well, it ain't what's on the outside counts, what's on the heart. Honey, it's on the outside. People does not see what's on the inside. They see what's on the outside. That's why you can't present your spirit alone. It's got to be your body. Come on. See, people make excuses. Come on. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Why's up in Kentucky? And Roger today and them's up there. Amen. In that camp meeting with us. Man, I mean, the man preached on it. He laid it down on holiness. How many he laid it down? Just like the Bible said. The preacher got up and made the office mess after him you ever seen. Amen. But you know why he's trying to make excuses for him? Because he was about 65 to 70 years old and had his hair dyed. You go in this church and they look like everything but a hole in this church. But then we got to use different tactics to win the people, he said. Honey, we cannot use that compromising spirit. Come on! Them smooth talker, silver tongued dudes, amen, deceiving people. That is not the will of God. It's God's will for you to present your bodies. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Now how are we going to have to present it? Now how are we going to have to present it? That you present your bodies a what? Didn't say dead? Didn't say dead? How come there's so many people dead? Come on, living. Lively. Come on. What's happened to churches? They got dead. And when they got dead, they went whirly. When the fire went out, the smoke took over. Amen. Is that right? If you're born in the fire, you can't live in the smoke. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Now let me know what smoke will do to you. Come on. Woo! How many know smoke will set you up? How many of you have been around smoking? It just got all in your hair and on your clothes. You try to dust it off. How many smoke will set you up? But I know you can stand there beside that fire and it'll purify you.
Woo! Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. He's holding his folks trying to live in the smoke. Honey, it ain't doing nothing to them but just making them smell. How many of y'all been there? People smell smoke. Amen. Hallelujah. You been saying somebody got a wood heater, you smell that smoke all over, man. Come on. You've been around people with smoke, it'll be all over you. And if you don't watch, you get up against them, it'll get on you. Come on. Amen. You're born in a fire, you can't live in the smoke. You gotta present your bodies. God wants your staff. He don't want just his spirit. The Bible said, cleanse yourself of all filth in the flesh and the spirit. There's a difference in the flesh and the spirit. There gotta be a purification of the body, and there gotta be a purification of the spirit. And God expects you to purify yourself. Bible said, beloved, it does not appear what we should be. Amen. Or beloved, now we're the sons of God, it does not yet appear what we should be. But every man that has his hope within him purifies his self, even as he is pure. You know why? Because he's coming, we're going to see him as he is. So we got to purify ourselves like he's pure. Now watch this. Now stay with me. I'm not got him a message yet. This is the setting of it. He said we got to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Now, how many of you, when you sacrifice something, it don't belong to you no more? Come on, it don't belong to you no more. Living sacrifice. Now, here we go. Holy, not a homemade mess. Not a homemade mess. Nowhere in the world does God give a church, a movement, organization any right, anywhere to lower the standards of God. God, the Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness without, no man shall see God. Amen. The Bible said, God's a holy God. He loves holiness. Somebody shout hallelujah. It ain't what's over the door. It's the purification of this body so you can offer it before the Lord. God don't accept somebody lifting your hands or somebody jumping them down. If it's not holy, God don't want it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. He told him in the book of Malachi, he said, your burnt offerings and your words, he said, it stinks in my nostrils. It's abomination. Honey, people have a church and not holy. It's abomination to God. It stinks in his nostrils. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. God ain't gonna come for my kids or me or you or nobody else. It's gotta be holy. As Brother Tony said, we make mistakes, but that's how we grow. Amen. We don't do it anymore. Amen. Let's go a little bit further now. Holy and what? You mean you got to be acceptable. Now when you go out there to buy a car, do you buy one with a fender rusted off of it? Come on. Come on. Amen. You know, God ain't going to just accept people going to church. He's not going to accept people just saying I'm a Christian or getting baptized. First of all, you've got to present yourself. It's up to you. The Bible said every man work out his own salvation, meaning woman too, with fear and trembling. Huh? You've got to work at it in a place that you can present yourself. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Every man's got to work it out. Every woman's got to work it out. But your body's got to be holy and acceptable. Honey, you may be making all kind of excuses. Amen. But brother, when God looks at you, he looks at you how holy and how acceptable you are before him. Before he'll accept it. I pray prayers that God wouldn't accept. Because my spirit wasn't just right. Hello? I prayed prayers and amen, been in condition God wouldn't answer because I couldn't present myself just right. But I had to work on myself and clean myself up. Amen, get everything fixed. Amen, come on. All you got to do is just get around smoke. Come on. You fell down and set the tank, you're going to smell like it. Come on, is that right? Amen. And when you lay down and you lower your standard of worship and praise to God, it gets where you get lazy and it gets where you don't want to worship. And pretty soon, you quit believing and shouting. And pretty soon, you quit believing praising God. Brother, when you got the Holy Ghost, that's all you done. We're around and shouting and praising God. What happened to that experience? You said, Brother Larry, God, you stand to my prayer. Honey, if you get back to where you're acceptable, God reach him again. Somebody shout hallelujah. When the church comes back to church Amen. God's going to hear them again. Come on. What's happened? We try to present bodies to people that's not holy. The Bible said lift up holy hands without what? Wrath or doubting. How many old people's got wrath in their spirit? Well, ain't no telling how many people must die. Hello. Well, my little Lord's going to get you. Yeah, he is. If I do anything wrong, he's going to get me. Come on. But you know what? If you give anything wrong, God's going to get you. Huh? Your sacrifice is not holy as long as you got wrath in your heart against somebody else. Come on, is that right? Then doubting. How many know the Bible said he that doubts is damned? Come on, did you know doubting is a sin? Did you know you can't present your body before God in doubt? You can't present your body before God and have spirits against other people. Amen. The Bible didn't say just love him that loves you. He said love your enemy also. That's a duty for us to rest in. Amen. We got to love our enemy. How many people got to love our enemy? Amen. Is that right? Now there's an hour message on this, but I'm going to do it real quickly. Amen. Now how many feel like God accepts your sacrifice? Ain't getting no hands. Woo! No wonder we can't get the divine miracle power of God moving. Come on. Amen. How many believe your sacrifice is accepted? Amen. Bible said, amen, you had to purify yourself even as he is here. Huh? When you come into the presence of God, if you're not holy like he is, then God's not going to accept your sacrifice. Come on, church, talk to me. Amen, talk to me. See, God called me, amen, to preach, amen, to perfect that message, amen, to raise the church up, to present it perfect before God. Honey, I'm not going to compromise with you, amen, and nobody else in the world. I don't want the world in here. Let the world stay out there. If they come in here, they got to get right with God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You let one woman come in here, and you go along with her, and all of them start looking at Jezebel. Now, you know what? You can go in a congregation looking holy and being holy, and all that congregation, it won't even make a dent in them. But you go in a bunch, you take one of them worldly people, go in amongst the saints of God, all the saints of God wants to be like they are. It's hard to understand it. But you know what? You walk in looking holy, and ain't nobody want to be like you. God nearly has to take a stick to them. Something to think about, ain't it? All right, let's go a little bit further. And which is your reasonable what? Service. Now, if somebody comes to your house, amen, how many know it's your reasonable service to ask them in? To find them a seat? Get them a drink of water, a cup of juice, or a Coca-Cola, or a cup of coffee. How many know that's just your reason of service? How many know our reason, that's just something that you ought to do to be, amen, a gentleman, or to be a hospitality? That's just your reason of service. You know, amen, we ain't done no great thing when we live holy and when we offer our bodies a reasonable sacrifice. That's not unreasonable. Somebody said, my God, you've got to go overboard, honey. That's supposed to be just your reasonable service. That ain't nothing out of the way. Come on, holiness chapter is just what church people ought to be like. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Is that out of reason? Is that out of reason? Just to live holy? Just to, is that right? And acceptable to who? God. Amen. Most people want to be accepted of a preacher. Honey, he ain't going to do you no good. If he's a friend of God, he's going to tell you the truth. But if he ain't, he's just going to send you to hell. You're reasonable service. That's not nothing unreasonable. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. That ain't raising the dead. That ain't casting out devils. That's not cleansing the leper. That's just your reasonable service. That's just what God accepts out of him. Expects it out of him. Now let's read the rest of it. And be not conformed to this world. Now, what does conform mean? To make alike. Huh? To make alike. Amen. To agree or to be in harmony. How many know the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be what? Agreed? Now how many know, you can't agree with the world and please God. Somebody said, well, we've got more people out because we preach holiness, honey. They just must understand how they got to live when they come in. Because if they don't live right, they ain't going nowhere. They got to consider it when they make up their mind to be a Christian. I got to live right instead of them people pat me on the back and let me die the way I am. This is my duty. I got to do it. Oh, Lord, what did I get up to say? Amen. Preachers want you to compromise. Amen. Because their wife runs around in pants and shorts and bathing suits and he wants them, amen, to dye his hair and wear his shorts and wear his, amen, go without a shirt. Honey, God's gospel ain't gonna come down. God's gospel ain't gonna waver. God's gospel, amen, that ain't preaching the truth. That's compromising. That's a devil in disguise. And they cannot be that way. Preachers and Lord this thing down until, amen, the devil's taking the churches over. Amen. You pray for me or not, I'm going to preach it to you. We ain't going to be like the world. Amen. We ain't going to be like the world. I can't be like it. Come on. Now, you're going to try it sometimes. But boy, when you get so sick, you think you're going to die. You done made up your mind, you don't do it no more. Huh? Now, how many know, when the church starts conforming to the world, how many know they're backsliding on God? Come on, church, talk to him a few minutes. Amen, huh? Talk to him a few minutes. Well, I got an excuse, honey. It better be a good excuse. Amen, come on. It better be a reason, not an excuse. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. God never gives us no loophole to fail God. He never gives us no loophole to be like the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. God don't work in that mess. The preacher might make it presentable and it may make you feel good. But honey, in the end, the ways is going to be the ways of death. God said you had to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before the Lord, which is just your reasonable service. And then don't you look like the world. Don't you agree with the world. You've got to be different. Somebody shout hallelujah. You've got to be different. Woo! Let me go a little bit deeper. You're going to get quiet when I get up here. If a woman comes out of day tall, you ain't supposed to look like her. Who's just in these people? Women come out dancing tall and look black. Hair dyed to black, you look powdery. Cut off like a man's. Amen. Come out with their pantsuits on. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, don't get mad at me. I'm telling you something. Amen. You say, Brother Larry, you don't like me. No, sir. If you don't like Jesus, I don't like you. Come on. The Bible said God hated Esau, but he loved Jacob. Amen. You get mad at me, I love my enemies. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. There's a difference in like and loving. Loving means to be fond of them. Like means to be around them, huh? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Some of you wives love your husband, but you don't like to be around them. Some of you women, amen, some of you husband like you, love your wife, but you don't like to be around them, huh? Somebody, amen, we gotta love the enemy, but I don't like to be around them. Come on, shout hallelujah. You can't be conformed to this world, honey. You just want to square them shoulders back, amen, throw that head in the air and said, my duty, my service is to live holy and present my body holy and acceptable, which is just my reasonable service, and I cannot conform to this world. Let's go a little bit further. But be ye transformed. Woo. Lady Carol ain't it ain't in God's plan. I said, you can't make one heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Black or white. You may color the outside. Somebody said, I cut the dead ends off so it'd grow. Honey, you watch it grow. And amen, you watch them, they didn't even still be on there and watch that hair change from your scalp. How many of you ever seen these women look like a porcupine? Not a porcupine, a skunk. Polecat. Woohoo! That's just amazing. I guess she's dead now. She's about 70-something-year-old. I said, Sister May, how come you ain't got no gray hair? She said, shh, shh. She said, ain't none of these men, no woman, hair gray. Hello? Don't get mad at me. How many of you have seen women's hair dyed real black and it grows out, amen, it's gray, and she looks like a polecat? Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Hallelujah. Somebody told me the other day that a sister said, Reese, she cut her hair. See, she left this church and went somewhere else. Amen. Because all them women done it, she used the excuse, I have to cut that color out. Well, just wait a little bit, honey. He'll grow out. Woo, but that's an excuse to cut it, right? Ain't that an excuse to fail God? Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching to you. Amen. Do you think that God has wrote all these things in the Bible and then said it don't matter? Why does God write it in the Bible if it don't matter? Amen. Oh, well, God gives you an excuse. I told you the truth. You ain't going to do no better. I can't help if you quarrelsome. But why did God lay it down if he didn't want you to, amen, obey it? Come on, talk to him in church. Amen. People want to deal with, they want to deal with third base stuff before they ever hit home plate. Honey, the basic things, the little foxes is falling the vine that's tugged the people out of the realm of God because they lost their dedication to God. They may still be going to church, but God don't accept it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why you want to fool your time away if God don't accept it? Now, don't be conformed to this world. How many does things like the world? You know, back a few years ago, when these knots come out, women fly out. How many remember that? Hey, amen. Come on, folks. Y'all older than that. You can see these church folks running around with knots tied in the ground and their belly showing. Well, that's the style. Honey, you conform to the world, you lost. Come on. You know, back when them hardly any dresses come out, I mean many dresses. Come on. All the homeless women went to, not all of them, but a lot of them went to them miniskirts. Well, but hey, you can't buy nothing. Well, you got them up dresses. Maybe that come you get you some more. You know, when dresses start shortening up, amen, women had bird-eye diapers. Bird-eye diapers. You know, and when their dress is too short, they put a bird-eye over the knees. But when they come out in these pampers, they messed up. Whoop! Come on! Didn't have no bird eyes to cover up her necklace. Hey man, come on. So you know what they done? They lost their shame faces and let them get shorter. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. What did you do, brother there? Hey man, you can look at them, you preach holy. They get hold that skirt or dress and they pull Polly a loose mister trying to get her stretch. Honey, you can't stretch it. You oughtn't to come in looking that way anyhow. God never expected you to conform to this world. You need to be transformed. Get your mind back in the gospel. My God, get your praise. Or you got to be saved. Or God's going to accept you because you're going to need it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Hey, go ahead and preach a little bit. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. God gives you no reason to do nothing wrong. I got some more scripture. You wait a minute. I'm hurrying. Amen. I'm going to show you something. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That starts out here first. You got to first think you got to do it. Now, how are you going to think you got to do it? Bible said, how can they believe on somebody who they ain't heard?
And how can you hear it without a preacher? If the preachers don't start preaching it, then how's the people going to believe it? If the preachers is letting them by with it and tell them you better not go nowhere else because he's afraid you'll hear the truth. Talk to me, church. Give me some amens out there. Come on. If the preachers don't tell it like it is, God's going to hold them responsible. Come on. Hallelujah. When you see a congregation filled with amen people, you know, these boys got these earrings. Woo. They just put them all the way around. I got enough holes in my head. Hello? They got them in their nose. Some of them got them in their tongue. I seen more of them, they had them around his eyelids like this. Nasty looking. Bad spirits. Funny spirits. Woo! Come on. Funny spirits. Amen. Talk to me just a little bit. Amen. Well, that's the style of living, honey. That ain't no style of living. If you conform to the style of living, you backslid on God. The reason that people's conforming to these things is because the people's not putting, the preachers is not putting in people's mind how they gonna have to live. They ain't putting it in their mind how they gonna have to walk and talk. Therefore, they doing what they want to do. They're not accepting with God. Neither are we except we do it right. Come on. Come on. Talk to me just for a few minutes. Hear me. Let me preach to you a little bit. All right. Transformed mean to change the structure or the appearance or the character. Now, brother, when people is transformed by the renewing of their mind, you're going to see a difference in their life. Reach over and point and touch somebody and say, amen, I'm looking for a difference. Amen. Now, how many know this church world's got to be restructured? Come on, talk to me. Amen. You look at TBN, what do you see? Talk to me, church. Now, if you didn't know that they claim to be religion, how many know when you looked at TBN, you wouldn't even know there's church? Talk to me, church. Boy, that sure is a good preacher. Honey, if he don't preach nothing, has to be a good preacher. If he don't transform people's minds, you know, if I let my hair grow down my back and put me a few earrings on and all this stuff, I hallelujah. I mean, no, I might be a rich man. Woo! Amen. Come on. Amen. Now, if I drop the standard and let down, amen, how many weeks would it be till you'd come in here looking like Jezebel? Woo! Come on, talk to me just a few minutes. How long would it be that men folk come in here with pigtails? Woo, ponytails. Hey, amen, come on, earrings. Hey, amen, come on. How long would it be, huh? Hey, amen, come on, talk to me. Listen, brother, as long as I stay in this tabernacle, I'm going to stir your pure mind up by the word of remembrance. Hey, amen, even though you know how you're supposed to live, hey, amen, you've been established in the truth, you still got to be transformed. Hey, amen, week by renewing of your mind. You got to have your mind structured. You got to have your character structured. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Brother, I don't agree with you. You need transformed then. You need restructured. Amen. Come on. Well, I don't believe this is wrong, honey. You better check your condition with the Word of God. Now, wait till this. Now, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to get all in and out, but I'm getting much of it again. Amen. How many still loves me? Do you like me? Woo! Hallelujah. Let's go to the Father. Father, you dear man, that, don't you listen to this carefully. I wish everybody listened at me carefully. Hallelujah. Who got some strong lungs? But Jeff, stand up. You got the scripture? You got what I'm reading? Don't you scream this out. Amen. Second down halfway. But wait a minute, I'm gonna read this one. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may what? Oh, my glasses. That you may what? Oh Lord, let's look at this. You may prove it. Now, how many wants to prove what's right? Well, my preacher said it's all right. Honey, you better prove it. My
organization, my grandpa, grandma, honey, you better prove it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Listen, this is why I tell you, if any of you is afraid to preach, or anybody, any preacher anywhere, is afraid to put their doctrine on the table and let everybody analyze it, they're hiding something. You better be afraid of a man that somebody can't analyze his doctrine and his teaching, honey. He's hiding something from you. He's robbing you blind and destroying your soul because he's not willing to prove what's right. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, how many's going to prove it? I want you to talk to me. How many really know what they do is right? Do you really know it? Talk to me. Look up here at me. Hey, man, don't crawl on that bench. I ain't through yet. Come on. Don't slide under that bench. Some of you get lower and lower. And you ain't getting sleepy either, huh? Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hey, man, you got to prove. Hey, man, go ahead. It's this, that you might what? Prove. Now, how you do it? You got to be transformed. You got to get your mind renewed. Honey, when revival hits this thing, you're going to see people's mind getting restructured. You're going to see their character getting restructured. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. We're not going to be a run-of-the-mill church, but we're going to be a Bible church. And that God can accept. Please listen to this. Prove what is good. You mean what? That you may prove it, what's right, what God accepts. Oh Lord, what does perfect mean? Complete. Boy, how many people is like Eve was in the garden, get told of just enough truth to deceive? Huh? How many people, amen, it's just like Eve in the garden. The preachers is telling them just enough truth. Oh, Jesus loves you. Sure he does. John 3:16, all you got to do is believe it. He's a lie. John 3:16 is just an avenue to get to God. Amen. 19th chapter back, Paul said, if you see the Holy Ghost since you believed, they'd already believed. That was just an avenue to get there, but they weren't saved. He said, we're much more heard to be in the Holy Ghost. He said, what you baptized? He said, under John's baptism, he said, Jeffrey, John baptized with a baptism, repentance, but say and believe on him to come after. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they received the Holy Ghost and spake in tongues and prophesied. Amen. Talk to me, church. I tell you, this church world needs restructuring. They telling the people, just enough to deceive them. They letting them get out here and do anything and go anywhere and act anyway. But amen, they're not changing their mind. Come on. They're taking and robbing them blind. They're funneling the money to them and they're living like kings. But honey, the days is coming. It's going to run out. Only the real church is going to survive. Now there's a perfect will of God. Did you know there's a permissible will, but there's a perfect will? Well, God's given me permissible will, and it sure has hurt me at times. But I ain't never been the perfect will of God that hurt. How many ever God gave you? How many ever won a new car? And you got it and you just came down. See, it's God's permissible will if you had it, but it wasn't his perfect will. Come on. Amen, is it right? Come on. Amen. Sometimes God will give you, because he'll give you the desire of your heart, he'll permit you to have something, brother, but it'll be torture to you as long as you own it. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. See? Now, you know what? Amen. God's allowed a lot of this stuff to go on. Now, Paul said some preach through envy and strife. You think that's God? You think that's God? Talk to me. Did Paul say that? Some preach through envy and strife. Some preachers just to add more afflictions unto my bond. You think that's God? But then he said, some preach of goodwill. That's God. You get twice as much preaching as you do the real thing. Right? He said, nevertheless, it shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and supply the Spirit. Listen, amen. These people believing in God is all right, but they got to go on and find the perfect will of God. Now the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit's going to lead you into the perfect will. Amen. Everybody gets the Holy Ghost, ain't going to heaven. Amen. You've got to be transformed. You've got to be changed. You've got to find what the perfect will is. The acceptable will is. Or you're not going to go. Now, the Bible said, fail not to assemble yourself together. How many know it's God's perfect will if you go to church? It ain't God's will if you stay out and go fishing, not go to church. Amen? Come on. Is it God's will if you go to church? He said, right, fail not. That means don't do it. How many know it's God's perfect will to lift up holy hands? Now, how many know something that's holy ain't defiled? It ain't God's will for people to dabble in the world, amen, and dabble on the other side of life. Amen. It ain't God's will. It's God's will for you to live holy. Holy means without blemish. It means pure, purified. How many know that's God's will? Come on, talk to me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. It's God's will for you to pay tithes, and it's God's will for you to give an offering. It ain't God's will if you take your tithe money and buy your kids shoes. See, amen, that's not God's perfect will. Amen, come on. Then, amen, he said, you're a robber if you rob me in tithes and an offering. It's God's will that you support the work of God. See, come on. All of our life has got to be restructured according to the Word of God, or God's not going to accept it. Now, you know, we got to prove it. Now hold on, I feel some of you letting down a little bit. Amen. Hang in there with me just a few minutes. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. David said, Lord, give me my daily bread. How many know it's God's will for you to pray through every day? Amen. First chapter of Psalms said, meditate in His laws day and night. How many know it's God's will to take on a spiritual mind, to be spiritually minded day and night? That's God's perfect will. Come on. Amen. Give me just a few more minutes here that we might prove it. How many is willing to put your test to the belief, your belief to the test? How many is willing to put it to the test? Can anybody look at you and find any flaws? Anyone? See, the Bible says you judge yourself, won't be judged of others. If I had an earring in my ear, people should hop off these holes. Well, I won't have enough God to take it out. Right? Talk to me, church. Come on. If I had a ruby on my jaws, folks is offended at it, I'd take it off. Talk to me, church. Amen. If I had hair down my back, had me some ponytails, I would say it's a shame for a man to have long hair, which means degrade him, lower rate him, it's a sin. That's what the definition of it. Then you can't be wholeness, and you can't have be in the perfect will of God having a ponytail. Amen. Brother, you're running people off. Honey, wait till I get this next scripture. Amen. That you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. God ain't going to change it for nobody. For I say unto you, through the grace of God given unto me among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, because God ain't going to let you by. But to think himself soberly, seriously, according as God has dealt with every man that is your faith. Go with me right quickly. To the 14th chapter of St. Luke, the 27th verse. Right quickly. I want you to pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say amen, brother. Amen. Come on, say amen, brother. Amen. See, I got a little work to do on myself. Come on. Reach on and tap somebody on the shoulder. Said, I got a little work to do on myself. Amen. Now, let's go to the 26th verse. 14th chapter of St. Luke, the 26th verse. If any man come to me and hate not his father. Oh, Lord, look at this. I want everybody to look at this. Woo! Listen to this. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children, his brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. How many know that means you can't put none of them before you do God? Not even yourself. Everybody look at that. Is everybody seeing it? How many see what Brother Larry said? Amen, honey. We got to restructure our life. How many of you people stay out and cook dinner for little son instead of coming to church? Well, my daughter ain't been to see me in a month. I'm going to stay out and fix dinner today, honey. You can't be God's disciple. Come on, folks. Somebody said, well, I got a cold, I got a headache, I can't go to church today, honey. Amen. You don't love God enough. You better restructure your desire to forget about yourself, amen, and think about the perfect will of God. Now, the 27th verse, amen. Sister Becky, get ready to come back this order. Amen. Help me hold your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. 27th verse. Amen. Hey, ain't it something when we get close to where people live, amen, boy, they get squirms. Somebody said, well, I don't see how people keep them hating you. I'm going to tell you the truth. How many people are going to tell you the truth? You know, sometimes I preach things that I have to measure up to. But I still got to preach it. Hello, folks. Let's look at 27th verse. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now, everybody that don't want to do your duty, if you don't want to live right, if you don't want to prove what the perfect will of God is, acceptable will, if you're not willing to bear your cross, to burden the duty of what it takes to live right, or go to church, love one another, keep your prayer life up, and live holy before God, where God can accept you, that's your burden of duty. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Now you know what Paul said to the fam? He said, if eat my meat, offend my brother. He said, now the kingdom of heaven's not meat and drink, but if eat my meat, offend my brother, I'd eat no flesh as long as I live. Now you know what people said? They don't like what I do to turn their head. Ain't none of their business. That sure ain't God. That ain't God. Come on, that ain't God. You got to do it yourself. Well, if God will take this away from you, honey, he don't want it. You got to do it yourself. I'm just going to help me just a minute. Honey, God don't want it. You got to help yourself. You got to help yourself. Amen. The perfect will of God is to purify yourself as He is fair. Is that right? Now, the acceptable will, come on, you got to prove it. How many wants to come to end the way and find out you lost? Talk to Him in church. Multitude of millions of people. It's going to come up to the end, then they're going to find out they lost. But honey, we're going to analyze this word up and down, and if you got a chigger on it, I want to find it. If you got a chigger on you, I want to find it. If there's one speck in your life, you better believe Brother Larry's going to rake you over the coals. I don't have to go there. I'll go somewhere else. You go ahead, honey. If the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall in the ditch. You better appreciate me stumping your toes and skinning your skin, your sins, because the Bible said if the righteous scarcely be saved, where's the sin and ungodly going to appear? Shout yes! The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Honey, if you expect to go to heaven, you're going to go where there's a living God, not a dead God, and He's going to see everything in your life, in and out, up and down, whatever's in you. You better prove what the acceptable will of God is. How many's willing to put your life on the line? Ain't it something? Folks don't want to be told if there's a booger on their nose. You know, they don't want to be told there's a booger on their nose. Well, if I got one on there, I don't want everybody to see it. Tell me so I get that booger off. Come on. Well, you got some. Listen, if you think that's nasty, you know what Jesus said? He said a dog would return to his own vomit. That means the dog would puke. And he'll go back and lick it up. Talk to me. Talk to me, church. Hallelujah. Talk to me, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go. If you're going to look like the world and act like them, honey, get out there with them. Because if you stay in a holiness church, they're going to make you so miserable you can slap the preacher's jaws. But you know what that preacher's going to prove to you? What the acceptable will of God is. What the perfect will of God is. Amen. Wave your hands and say, Brother Larry, preach on. Amen. Now listen. Listen. Amen. You get a filter, Jack Daniel, and go down there and climb up in one of them bar rooms and win that drunken. Huh? You get a filter. Amen. A bad dog there. What you call it? Amen. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, you gotta be. Don't, Brother Larry, don't preach too hard now. You'll run them off, that compromising devil. Hallelujah, jelly back preachers. Amen. Ain't done nothing but trying to gain a crowd. Amen, honey. The love of God's telling people the truth. The truth will set you free. If they'll tell people the truth, they'll clean up their act. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, why would I don't want to take a bunch of people and present them before the Lord when it's not the will of God? Why would I want to bring a bunch of people before God? Amen. And he said, I don't receive these. I reject them. Send them on to hell. Well, what have I gained in this life if I send a bunch of people to the Lord? Amen. That ain't in his perfect will. You ain't going to heaven except you're in his perfect will. Come on, talk to me. Help me just a few minutes. Amen. Put somebody say, you listen to this. Now, you got to sit down. Now listen. Listen, before you take on the name of Jesus, you got to realize that most of the world is fitting. Most of the world baptized using the title, not in the name now. They say it's in the name, but they lie. They say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and baptize. Honey, they lied to them converts. Father ain't no name, Son ain't no name, the Holy Ghost ain't no name. All them titles of power. That's a lie from the pits of hell started by the Catholic in 325 AD. Counts of Nicaea, Constantine, amen, started trying baptism. Honey, me brothers, listen, amen. Did you know if you go to Baptist church and take on their doctrine, you just must go to Catholic church. Come on. See, the Catholics, the mother harlot, they started it, and everybody's in that doctrine, their daughters. You go to Methodist church? Woo! Even a holy church, you still got Catholic doctrine. Talk to them in church. Don't get mad at me. I'm telling you the truth. That's not the perfect will of God. Find one place in the Bible where they're baptized using the words Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and I'll eat the book. It ain't in there. They got paper shredders. I'll shred that thing up and I'll eat it. If you can find one place, amen. It's not God's will for them to use a title. That's a Catholic doctrine. And where you like it or not, I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. There's no remission of sins in Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Bible said when they pierced Jesus' side, blood and water come out. Why? Because the blood supplied in the water. The Bible said repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive to get the Holy Ghost. You only get remission in the water. Amen. The water and the blood come out of his side. It's God's perfect will for you to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I know these preachers tell you, it ain't in the water, honey. They lying through their teeth. Jesus told Son, said it's expedient or necessary. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you to baptize me, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. How many know it's the truth? Amen. Hallelujah. Then he suffered and he baptized me. Why? He said it's necessary for me to fulfill this thing. I'm an example. I gotta be baptized so that the church is coming after me. The perfect will is to repent and be baptized in my name and then get the Holy Ghost. That's the perfect will of God. I'm the example. Talk to me, church. Now I know that you got to sit down and count the cost. You know what? They call us him old Jesus only. Honey, we ain't Jesus only, we Jesus everything. Come on. Now, are you willing to take on the name of Jesus Christ in water? Or do you want to go along with the group and go to hell? Now let's count the cost. Are you willing to come out of their bathing suits and bikinis? Sleeveless dresses? Are you willing to let their hair go down your back, keep the scissors out of it? Are you willing to, amen, count the cost? Count the cost? Amen. Listen. Amen. Brother, you ain't gonna ever get nobody in, honey. If I do, they're gonna be right. Amen. I'm gonna have empty church for the truth and the full church a lie. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. These backslid preachers is trying to get up high and compromise. Amen. You look at their wives. They're not in the parachute on covering her. They're trying to preach other people how to live. Listen to this, honey. The Bible said if a man can't rule his own house, how can he rule the house of God? Amen. When a man's home's out of order, he may not be able to make her live right, but he can make her so miserable. Amen. She wished she had. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See what I'm talking about? Preachers' wives and running around the haircut off like boys wear tight blue jeans. Amen. Hallelujah. Paint powder all over the face. Amen. Up our time to tell the other preachers how to treat them. Amen. How to run your home. Talk to me, church. Talk to me, church. Oh, but so-and-so, they all right, honey. They ain't all right. Until they get their house in order, that disqualifies them from leading that people. Don't get mad at me. I'm telling you about what the will of God is. See what I'm talking about? We're responsible for telling you the truth. If I don't tell you what it takes and restructure you, amen, just because you're doing these things, it don't mean, amen, that you're not trying, it means you got to restructure a little bit. It means you got to come on a little bit more. Come on. How many wants to prove what's right? Amen. Come on. How many wants to prove what's right? Do you want to prove it? And then put it to the test. The Bible said the Spirit and the Word would agree. Honey, don't be afraid to sit down with me and discuss any matter, any situation. Amen. Because if I'm wrong, I need to know about it. But if you're wrong, you need your self-restructure. Now you got to count the cost. There ain't no use getting a bunch of people in here don't tell them the truth. Wholeness is holiness. I was going down yesterday. Stopped down there at the Exxon station, Stevenson. Amen. Had a Church of God band. I said, my church people, huh? But you know what? When I seen the congregation, you couldn't tell them different. Girls had on little shorts, had on little halter tops. Now you think that's the will of God? Don't get mad at me. Listen, you're gonna be dying here some of these times, and you're gonna need me to pray for you. You're gonna need God to move for you. Then if you're not acceptable, Lord, how am I gonna get you miracle if God don't accept you? How am I gonna get your needs met if God don't even want you? If you ain't real right, you ain't done right, and we present you before the Lord, He said, these people speak in my nostrils. I don't want them. They ain't lived right. They ain't done the right thing. Why are they calling on me now? Don't you know? They read what they sow. Amen. If we're going to get the miracles back in the living space, we got to get a bunch of people that God accepts. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is everybody seeing what I'm preaching? Hear me, come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how many is going to first count the cost? Now, when you start to preach, everybody's going to like you. Is that the way you take the ministry? Boy, all you got to do is just eat, sleep, and take up offering. Talk to him in just a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Now, when you become a real God-called preacher, you got to preach people the truth. Now, how many believe like people like you for telling the truth? How many ever had to tell your wife or kid something? They got some mad at you. You see smoke blowing out their ears. You can't quit being daddy because they do that. How many ever had snappy kids, mama, and tear the family up, amen, and straighten them out, and they run out of the house and say, I just hate old mama. Can you quit being mama because they do that? Honey, I can't quit preaching because you don't like me either. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You got to count the cost. Now when these preachers get up behind the pulpit and say, look here, we need to use more wisdom, honey. If you preach in the love of God, you got the wisdom. If you preach it in yourself, you ain't got no business up there. Somebody shout hallelujah. We need some restructure of this thing. Sure, we need faith and we need deliverance. But we fed people some of God's stream. Amen. And teachers, they can't even got enough strength to get out of their seats. Paul told them to eat some meat. It's for the strength, honey. We need some pure word of God to make our churches strong again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why is our churches so weak? Because they've been eating ice cream and peaches. Come on, divide. How many people are telling you to? I got about 5 more minutes here. Hey, but come on, somebody. Can you stand in 5 more minutes? How many stand in 5 more minutes? Now, amen. I got a bunch of brothers. It's really good. Now, if anybody want to know about your life, meet them in the fellowship building and ask them anything that you want. They don't have to come to me. I guarantee you they'll all tell you the same thing. Now, if you're guilty, you need to straighten it up. But if they're wrong, they need to straighten it up. How many will do that? Are you willing to do that? How many's willing to do that? How many's willing to do that? There's Brother Willen, Brother Johnny, Brother Ray, Brother Jeff, Brother Amen, all these brothers that's got some experience on them. How many will gather out there and ask them anything about your life? Have you got anything that you're in doubt about? How many's got anything you're in doubt about? Are you doing anything you know that God wouldn't accept? Watch this, I'm bringing the club. For which of you intended to build a tower, sin is not done first, and counted the cost where he is sufficient to finish it. Least happy as he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it. And all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Honey, if you ain't going to go all the way, this was not start. If you ain't going to measure up all the way, this was not start. One more. For what king going to war against another king should have doubt down first, and consult where he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000. That's the way the odds is against him. Or else while the other is coming, yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever be that forsaken not all, he had, cannot be none of the side. Now did you hear that? There ain't no man without first sits down and says, I got 10,000 men. Can I defeat that king that's got 20,000? Or else, when that 20,000 comes, you'll send an ambassador and desire peace. In other words, you'll compromise. Now, you better get what I'm saying. You know what the preachers has done? They seen out there they can't compete with these preachers getting millions of dollars and televisions and radios and all this. That they see preaching holiness, they can't compete with them, so they decide to join them. They sit down and they count in the cost. Now we cannot defeat this force that's out there preaching holiness and living right and preaching what's acceptable to the Lord. So we're gonna ask out there and send an ambassador, and we're gonna desire peace, and we're gonna get like they are, so we won't have no trouble. Boy, we finally got peace among the church, honey. You're lying to your teeth. Anytime. Listen, you just have to tell the people. This is the way you got to live. This is the way you got to dress. This is the way you got to look. You got to act. This is what's accepted about us. Your reasonable service is holy and acceptable for the Lord. Then you go into the deep things. Honey, we ain't got the small things yet. Are you listening at me? I'm telling you today. How many feel like you're in the perfect will of God? How many feel like you're in the perfect will of God? How many's willing to prove it? Test it. Test it by the Word of God. Because listen, if there's a cancer broke out on you today, if you raise your arm in your body, there's a blue knot popped out. And a doctor said it's cancer, I can't do nothing about it. Then you're going to have to know what the perfect will of God is. Listen, you can do like you want to now until you come under par. Friend, when you come under par, when that comes against you, you need God to move. If God don't accept you, I can't do nothing about it. Ain't no use to me taking you before the Lord when He said you stink in my nostrils. And you know why people stink in God's nostrils?
Because them low-down rascal preachers won't tell him the truth. Man. If a man won't tell you the truth, he don't love you. If a man loves you, he'll tell you the truth, even if he's got thoughts. Even if he has permission. See what I mean? People's in the bad shape, I mean. This church world needs a restructure. They're trying to conform the world and get the world in the church to pay the payment. Honey, if God has to have the devil to pay his bills, then the devil's his God. If Jesus owned the cattle of 1,000 hills, the hill they roam on, amen. Listen, God calls angels to wear ragged robes and bankrupt heaven before he'll fill his church. God don't have to have the world in here. Amen. God don't have to have the world to pay the bills. He don't have to have the world to have a crowd. Honey, amen. Elijah said, I'm the only one left, and they seek my life also. He said, look here, I got 7,000. They ain't bowed to me the bell. Amen. Hallelujah. God's got people that you don't know about that you're fishing to see. Amen. We're going to have to sit down and not compromise. Lay the law down. Lay the order down. If the crowd gets thin, honey, when they get in shelter with the Lord, they're going to be back. They're going to live the same. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You've got to know what the will of God is. If you want to move of God, if you want to stir, if you want to deliver us, somebody shout hallelujah. See, this is what I told you. The Bible said the true worship had to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And in conjunction means it's co-equal. It's just as much important for you to get loose in this front part and worship God and stay liberated. It is to hear the Word of God. But then you can't bank everything on shouting and worshiping God. Amen. That's only half of it. Then you've got to get some Word of God. And both of them helps you to live right. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, you know, I'm not giving you too much joy in this message. But you got joy in the beginning. The joy is your strength. The Word of God is a mouth for you to follow. Amen. I want you to lift your hands. God, I believe you today. God, I need a transformation. God, I need a structure in this church. I need this people to hew to the land. God, I need to walk a perfect straight line. God, I need to have the perfect mind. I need to, be in the perfect will of God. Anything that's lacking in my life, anything that's failing in me, that's in this church, I want it out of here. We're going to have to take 10,000, whoop 20. God, we're going to have to build a tower. We got to have enough money to do it. God, we got to build a church. And we got to have enough power and desire and more ability to do it. Or else people going to laugh at us, Lord. God, I don't know about you, but I want a determination to see this thing through. The Bible said, if the righteous fall 7 times, he'll rise again. Folks, we're going to get up. We're going to get up again. We stump our toe, we fail, we're going to get up. Everything that, amen, every wrong decision, everything that God's people, if they'll be under before the Lord, he said, I'll make the crooked places straight. God's fixing to straighten up some things for us. I want you to lift your hand and say, God, I want to be there. Oh, la ba kaye taboko yaya. Oh, la ba si, I say, I see. Oh, I feel something in here. He la ba kanda la la boko yaya. All over this congregation. Lord, I want the mind. Hold everybody, just give yourself just a minute. Spirit of God. I want that perfect will. Heal my seed, I say. He said, I'll heal my seed, I say. Ela my kaye o see. He said, call on me that you might see. Heala my say the moko yanda bo see. He said, I'll move for those that see. God wants you to see right now. Oh, the perfect will of God. How would you believe God? God, it's your will. By your stripes they're healed. Every sick body that's in this building today, it's your perfect will to heal them. I want everybody to lift your hands, and I feel an angel of healing flopping its wings over this crowd. Over this congregation, I feel it right now. It's your perfect will. By your stripes they're healed, God. God, you wouldn't suffer the stripes if it wasn't your will for them to be healed. The perfect will is how would you be in health and prosper, even just so prosper. God, touch them today. God, all through their body. The perfect will of God. My God. I want you to stand. I want you to stand. And I want you to lift your hands. And I want you to earnestly before God just pray with me. Just a minute. I'm fixing to let you go. Lord, give me the perfect will. God, I've made many mistakes in my life. I failed in many ways. But I never want to fail again. I've made a lot of bad decisions. But I don't never want to make them again. God, I ask you, let me have the perfect will. The perfect will of God. God, let this church not seek Brother Larry's will. But let it seek the will of God, the Word of God. Let this congregation be holy and acceptable to you, Lord. God, which is just a reasonable sentence. And on everybody, say amen. My God, I don't know about you, but I feel that angel in you today. Amen. Now, Brother Dwight's not here. Amen. But we need to keep up his dollar drive. Amen. But Jeff, would you take his horse? Everybody got a dollar to give Brother Dwight for this? Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate it. Amen. You don't care me, can me. Amen. Lord moved on Sister Linda to donate $100, but Jeff to the amen to the block fund. So how many know that takes care of a lot of dollars, right? Amen. So we appreciate that. Amen. So, amen, these dollar drives are bound up. One time I preached a revival up Brother Grissom, got $300, $1 bill. I broke my pocket for strutting coming back home. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know what? It mounts up, don't it, sit again. Amen. Now, I got a list. I'm going to let you go. Listen to this. I got a list here. Anybody wants to look at it, how much it takes to do this building. Amen. I want you, young people, to be back in here. Everybody give us just a minute. Now, y'all ain't that hungry. Lord might put you on 40-day fast, and then you won't move so fast. Amen. So, it takes $809.87 approximately to buy the material to get the block up. Has to get the frame in, two windows, and get the block up. Amen. So that's not counting no labor. That's just counting the material. So, amen. We'll raise this money. We'll get the material down there, and then we'll raise the money to get somebody to lay. Amen. Hello. So everybody hold it up quickly. Amen. Remember the tent fund and the Bible study, 4:15 to 4:30. Amen. Make sure everybody fellowships. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake hands, sit in bed, and sit down. Amen. Make sure you make them feel so good they're going to be here down to their house. And amen. One another. And amen. Be friendly and be kindly affectionate. Amen. All right. Be back tonight, 5 o'clock. A great time for the Lord. Hope you enjoyed it today. God bless you. Anybody else, keep holding up, but Jeff won't miss nobody. Don't make no mistake now and give him 102 there. Amen. All right. God bless you. Be back. We're not going to dismiss you. We're going to let you go in the name of Jesus. Till Bible study. 3 o'clock, young people, be here. Amen to sing and amen.